نحمده و نصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام respected brothers حضرت مولانا شبیر سالو جی صاحب دامت برکاتہم is no stranger to us in this area. In fact, he is no stranger to the people of South Africa and many other parts of the world. I still recall the very humble beginnings of Madrasa Zakaria or Darul Ulum Zakaria, where there was just one or two students. There was Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, from India. He had just arrived, and there was an old cottage there. But with the effort and with the hard work and with the dedication and with the sincerity and enthusiasm that Hazrat Maulana possesses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with His fazl has now expanded that institution to a very large institution, almost having about 1,000 pupils. But Maulana is also very actively engaged in Alimdad Foundation and many other activities that are for the benefit of the Muslim Ummah. Wherever in the world there is some disaster, you will find Maulana racing for the assistance and help of the victims of those disasters. Many, many other khubis Allah Ta'ala has given him. He's an institution in himself. There are some people who say, "Wo apni zaat mein anjuman hai." May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make istifada or benefit from the discourses of Maulana. Today's bayan will be given by him, and inshallah we'll find it to our benefit.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذا قيل لهم امنوا كما امن الناس قالوا ونؤمن كما امن السفهاء الا انهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء شعبة من الايمان او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, in fact, I feel ashamed to stand here in front of you when Hazrat Maulana is present here, and I have also come here with the intention of benefiting Hazrat Maulana's presence, my dear brothers. Whatever good work a person does, it is not because of his own accord, it is because of the du'as and the nazar of our kabirin and muzrugani deen. If you look at our whole deen depends on sohbat. What is it that made a sahaba kiram the sahaba kiram? Sahaba kiram became the Sahaba kiram because of loving in the company of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That sohbat and in the company with the iman of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam transformed them to the greatest of human beings. And later on, whoever became anything or did any work, it is because of the akabirin and buzrugani deen's nazar, and it is their du'as that takes a person forward. When a person goes on his own, my dear brothers, then a person loses his sight. He can be a very great person, a very great thinker, but if the akabirin's nazar is not there. Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani was no fool. He was an excellent debater with the Kuffar and Mushrikeen and the Christians in particular. In a similar, many other people who had led the people astray were very, very intelligent people. But unfortunately, what they lacked was the du'as and the sohbat of the Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen. If our Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen sohbat and du'a is there, my dear brothers, then a person goes long way in life. And we are very, very fortunate here, alhamdulillah, particularly in this masjid in our country, we have people of the like of the Maulana, my dear brothers, whom we should take full benefit from, inshallah. And we see the thousands of many, many people have changed their lives because of staying in the sohbat of Akabirin and Buzrugani Deen. In this ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا كِلُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it is said to them, bring iman, kama آمَنَ النَّاسِ, as the sahaba had brought iman, then they reply, that should we bring iman, kama آمَنَ السُّفَهَا, like the foolish people. Allah Ta'ala Himself answers on the behalf of Sahaba Kiram, Allah Inna Musafaha, verily they are the foolish people who do not bring Iman like the Sahaba Kiram, but they do not know, my dear brothers. As far as Iman is concerned, Iman has many, many branches. We know that Kalima is a great branch of Iman, and an ordinary branch of Iman, in one hadith, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Imatatul Adani Tariq, that to remove any harmful object from the street, that is also a great branch of Iman. And further, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, in the same hadith mentions, wal haya wa shobatu min al-iman, a very, very great branch of Iman is haya and shame. Haya and shame, my dear brothers, sometimes we do not differentiate between what is cowardness, a person is coward. For instance, we are in a particular gathering, time of namaz comes, we feel ashamed to read namaz. That my dear namaz, that my dear brothers, is not shame. That is buzdili, my dear brothers. That is a sort of cowardness that we have in our lives. At that time, to read namaz and to get up from there and to make alarm of namaz, that is a requirement of haya. One great alim has put very, very beautifully that what is haya? Haya maulaka la yaraka haythu nahaka. That your Rabb should not see you in a place which he has prohibited to see you in. That is the real tarif and the real definition of haya. That our Lord, our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not at any time see us in any place where Allah ta'ala does not wish us to be. And this hadith, it is mentioned, wala hayau shawbatu min al-iman, that haya is a very, very great branch of iman. It means, my dear brothers, if a person loses iman, loses haya in shame, then a person's great branch is lost. A great portion of iman is lost. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hayy Sahab of Karachi, who was a Khalifa of the Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he is known as Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to mention also that sometimes he said that I feel very strange that we want to die with iman, but the sources of behayai and shamelessness we have brought into our houses. When the shameless in our houses, we ourselves are divorcing ourselves from iman, then how is it possible that we can be blessed with iman, and particularly at the time of death, my dear brothers? At that time, as Dr. Saab Rahmatullah Ali was referring to the TV, etc., because when the TV comes in our houses, then all the evils, all the behayai, all the shamelessness that goes with it automatically comes into our houses. And the expert on it is Basar Beck, and how they want us to think, how they want us to live, my dear brothers. That is a type of value system that comes into our lives. That is why recently in many, many places, we have one great problem is this, my dear brothers, that we may, alhamdulillah, read namaz, etc., but the value system in our houses, my own house, in our house around us, my dear brothers, is a different value system. And particularly, if you look at our young children, our young brothers, our young sisters, our sons and daughters, that where are they going, in which direction they are going, then, my dear brothers, is a very, very great thing to worry about. In Johannesburg, one elderly person was telling me that, Maulana, do not worry, just go, I can take you to Hillbrow or certain places, I do not know some of the names of these places, and you will be shocked to see that what type of dressing our young daughters come in, our young sons come in, and that is our condition. And the reason is, my dear brothers, when a person does not have haya, then he can do whatever he wishes. In one hadith, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَذَا وَجَلْ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَيَّهْلِكَ عَبْدًا نَزَى مِنُ الْحَيَا. When Allah Ta'ala wishes to destroy a certain person, then the first quality that is taken on from that person is haya and shame. Haya and shame in the context of deen and Islam, my dear brothers. When haya and shame does not remain, then a person can do anything. Then comes the hadith, فَإِذَا نُزَى مِنُ الْحَيَا لَمْ تُلْفِي إِلَّا مَقِيتًا. When a person, haya, leaves that particular person, then you will find that that person becomes detestable. All the bad habits start coming to that particular person. فَإِذَا لَمْ تُلْكِي لَا مُقِيتًا مُمَكَّتًا نُزِيَاتْ مِنُ الْأَمَانَةً. When a person becomes detestable and hateful, then the second stage is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away from him, haya, Allah ta'ala takes away from him, the amanat. Amanat and trustworthiness is taken away from him. That means a person is not amanatdar anymore. Today we have such a big complaint that get me an amanatdar person, we cannot get an amanatdar person. فَإِذَا نُزِيَتْ مِنُ الْأَمَانَ لَمْ تُلْكِي لَا خَائِنًا مُخَوَّنًا. When amanat is taken away from a person, then our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the second, third stage has come, that person becomes disloyal and becomes traitorous. Disloyal to deen to and traitorous to deen to. In fact, one great problem the Muslim ummah is today, my dear brothers, is traitors that are within us. That is why the harm that is done by traitors and disloyal people to the ummah, my dear brothers, harm has not been done of that nature by the outside forces. The outside forces have only taken advantage of the weaknesses within the ummah. And one great weakness that they have taken is from traitors that we have within our own communities. But in this hadith, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam openly says that when haya goes from a person, then that person becomes detestable. When this quality goes from a person, amanatdari goes from him. Trustworthiness goes from him. You do not get a trustworthy person. And when that goes from him, then that person becomes disloyal to the cause of iman in Islam, to his community, and become traitorous. Loyalty was such a great quality, my dear brothers, that just one incident I remember, that Hazrat Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala had got married at the age of 15. He came to beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have married." Rasulullah salam asked him, "Is she a virgin or not?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, no, she is a widow and I have got married to her." Rasulullah salam asked him, "Oh Jabir, you should have got married. You are such a young boy, 15 years only. You should have got married to a virgin. It's natural." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have six other sisters who are not married. If I have to get married to a woman of that nature, there will be seven young girls playing in a house. Who will be there to look after my daughters, etc., my sisters, etc.? Imagine the type of loyalty and commitment to community that the Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anh had at the age of 15 years because of being in a sobat of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Where can we find a young person today, my dear brothers, thinking in terms of fulfilling rights to his own family, to his sisters, to his brothers, etc.? That quality is not within us. Why, my dear brothers? Because that haya, that deen, that sohbat of our kabirin, that quality of deen, my dear brothers, have gone out of our lives. That is why we have a very selfish outlook, that I must earn better, I must live better, immaterial of the consequences around me. At the age of 15, my dear brothers, imagine the high quality of iman and the high quality of commitment to community and to the family that was built in Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala at the age of only 15 years. That was because of the sohbat of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Nabi Pak alayhi salam further says, when you will find him that this quality has come, that he is disloyal and traitorous, then Allah Ta'ala takes away mercy from his heart. That is why, my dear brothers, we see so many times we deal in different ways, and we find that sometimes even our people who claim to be Muslims, in their dealings and matters, there is absolutely no mercy whatsoever. We become cruel like Shylock, my dear brothers. The object is to get the material means. How those material means comes do not matter. How sad it is today, sometime in Transvaal, some time ago, we even had one incident where a person went to the extent of murdering, getting his wife murdered so they could get claim money, my dear brother, from the insurance companies. Mercy had gone completely out of our hearts. Ulaika kal anam wal adal. The Quran Kareem says that we become like animals, in fact worse than animals, because an animal also will do certain things that a human being does when mercy goes out of his heart. But again, we have to keep in mind, it all started when haya and shame goes out of our lives, my dear brothers. Then Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِذَا نُزِيَدْ مِنُ rahma, when mercy goes out of that person's heart, لَا تُلْكِ إِلَّا رَجِيمًا مُلْعَمًا, then that person becomes rejected in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, and that person becomes cursed in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then when that stage reaches, فَإِذَا لَمْ تُلْكِ إِلَّا رَجِيمًا مُلْعَمًا نُزِيَدْ مِنُ رِبْكَرُ الْإِسْلَامِ, then finally, my dear brothers, that person loses iman in Islam. That iman in Islam can be lost in different ways. It can be lost, we utter certain things and a person goes out of the fold of iman. Or the worst is when you come at a time of death, my dear brothers. At that particular time, my dear brothers, a person loses iman in Islam. You can ask Hazrat Maulana, in fact the other day I was sitting Hazrat Maulana, and that is why I thought I spoke on this, that the type of problems that we are having our young boys and girls, the shamelessness that is set into our community, up to the extent, my dear brothers, that our young children are going and now openly worshipping shaitan and other acts of shaitaniyat, and other acts of what the people do who worship shaitan are set into our communities. And sometimes we feel that we have just sent them to a school, etc., we have done our duties. No, my dear brothers, our duty is from the beginning till the end to see that our children grow up properly with the proper habits, with the proper in life, what their value system should be in life, what iman, what haya, what sharam. In the olden days, if a person used to go by, my dear brothers, any elderly person is going, then a young person will show respect to him. Today what is happening to our youngsters, we can see ourselves. That you can sometimes, a car goes by and you hear that rock and roll music, and the system that is in the car is 40,000 and 50,000 rand, and we ourselves have provided for that. And that is where our children are going out. Then we have endless problems in life. There was one incident, my dear brothers, very, very recently, where a certain person had got hold of some young children in one place where there were drugs, etc. Anyway, a few people who used to worry about the community phoned the particular father and told him, "Please, can you come down? Your son is in jail. We can get him out of jail. They just require a certain amount of guarantees are required." The father, with tears in his head, "Please tell the police to keep my son in jail. I don't want to see his face. I don't want him to see my face." But my dear brothers, that has become the condition of the father. Again, we have to look, did the father fulfill the rights of the child when the child was young? Did we give him the proper akhlaq and tarbiyat? If we had given a proper akhlaq in tarbiyat, my dear brothers, then would we have been at that particular extent today where the parents have to cry to that extent? I do not say that every parent is not doing his duty. Sometimes the parent does his duty and the things roll the other way. But let us genuinely reflect upon ourselves that do we really fulfill the rights of our children? What Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants us as far as the tarbiyah of our children is concerned, ku anfusukum wa ahlikum nara, that save yourself and your children from the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, once somebody asked him when he was here in our country, then Maulana, we stay in our shops and I keep my gaze down, but there are women that come in, etc. When there's a person who asked a question, was an alim, and he was trying to get a permissible masla for Maulana to speak to women, etc., with his gaze down. Hazrat Maulana sat up and he said, Maulana, aap kya baat kar rahe hai? Main bhi mahfooz nahi ho. Even I am not safeguarded except Allah saves me. Then Hazrat Maulana gave a beautiful example. He said, you take butter and you put it in front of the fire, and then you expect the butter not to melt, then you must be a very, very foolish person. All the asbab and means of leading our children astray, we adopt in our houses. These are the value systems we adopt. And then the result comes, then my dear brother, we will cry over the result. We ourselves will be questioned to one on the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers. That is why Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of realizing what our responsibilities to ourselves to our Creator, to my dear brothers. Allah grant us tawfiq of taking full benefit from our ulama-i-kiram people, our akabin as a maulana, of people of that nature in this country, to take full benefit from them, my dear brothers. We staying in a sohbat, work with the mashura, our iman will be safe. And also we have a ishtima in our country, in our province here too, where very many senior people will come from Pakistan, etc., my dear brothers. Another excellent method of staying on hidayat is, my dear brothers, is to engage and put our resources in the work of deen. Taking part in ishtima, going out in jamaat, and not going out in jamaat, my dear brothers, fulfilling the rights of the jamaat, the ta'alim at home too, etc., whatever we learn, and to bring those qualities in our houses, fulfilling the rights also of deen and iman, and inshallah will be of tremendous benefit. We know that over the next weekend, which is a long weekend, where can a person be? We have such a nice ishtima in our vicinity. We should try and make an effort that full 3 days we try and spend in ishtima, and take maximum benefit from the akabir and buzrungani deen that come there, inshallah ul-aziz. They have sacrificed their life. We are having very, very senior people coming, senior ulama from Pakistan and India. To stay in their company also will be of great benefit to us. And on a continuous basis, we have this great majalis of zikr, etc., that carry on here. And Hazrat Maulana Yunus and our akabirin, my dear brothers, inshallah, we should take full benefit from them too. And inshallah, a person stays in the company of our akabirin and acts according to the advice. One is we go to a majlis and we do what we feel like, my dear brothers, then we cannot benefit. But when we go to this majlis and make mashura, and according to the mashura, we lead our lives, Allah Ta'ala, by making amal on the mashura, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the need of our iman. Allah will remove the problems that we have in life. Allah will grant us His disbelief muhabbat. And Allah Ta'ala inshallah will make us die with iman and raise ourselves with iman. And those most important quality of haya that our beloved Nabi alayhi salam spoken as, my dear brothers, that is one very, very sad thing that we see, that from our young people, respect is going out and haya is going out. And one great contributor to that is the TV and the evil systems we have around ourselves, my dear brothers. When good sohbat can make a person a waliullah, the doors of Nubud are closed, the doors of Hazrat Junaid are not closed, my dear brothers. Our sons and children can be scanned as a Junaid Baghdadi today too, but provided we bring them up properly. On the other hand, the sohbat in the wrong way can take a person, throw him out of the fold of Islam. I will just end my talk what the sohbat can do. One very, very pious person in Madina Munawwara, he is full-time in Jamaat now, he related himself this incident that he went to America go and study. All his life he spent in America. They were in London, one night stopover, and next day they were supposed to go to New York. The people who received them, this is planned for them, who received them in London, in that one night, my dear brothers, he committed zina too, and he drank liquor too, and he became drunk too. A person who spent 20 years in Madina Munawwara, his whole life, and then he went to America to go and study, they had the causes. One night stopover in London, and the bit of sohbat, and his whole life went the other way. Then luckily when he was in America, some jamaat got a hold of him, Allah brought him back on the iman, and then he became a great da'i for deen, my dear brothers. But that few minutes sohbat, we say one night out our child is gone, then one night can cost him his iman, my dear brothers, and it cost him his iman, and we are responsible and contribute towards it. Then tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah in the Qabr, we will be questioned first, because the children of ours also an amanat to us. We have to teach them iman, and we have to bring qualities into them, good qualities into them. If we do not do that, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we will be questioned first. We know the very long of Umar ibn Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, who had brought iman to his children And he said, they die with Iman, I have got no problem whatsoever. Allah grant me also the tawfiq, my dear brothers. And Allah grant us all the tawfiq to look after our young children and bring this beautiful college of Iman and Islam into our lives. And we can do that easily by living with our kabirin and the sobor of our kabirin and the kitabs of our kabirin and the takrees and the lectures of our kabirin. By listening to that, inshallah, Allah will bring these qualities into our life.